Hello, we are Angela Benjamin
and David J. Lilly,
and we are both jewellery designer makers who spend every day surrounded by shiny things.
We are both passionate about jewellery
and love learning all we can about jewellery making and sharing what we've learned with you.
Perhaps you're a jewellery lover or creative type, or spend your days at the bench like we do.
Whichever it is, we hope you'll enjoy our sparkling chit-chat, our silly stories, and our thoughts on living a creative and slightly dusty life.
With a few laughs along the way.
You can find our podcasts on all your favourite apps, including, of course, the biggies, Apple, Spotify, and Chrome Podcasts.
So if you want to know who we are and share our passion for all that glitters, then stay with us for the next 30-ish minutes.
This is
Ange
and David with Little Gems on Jewellery
and Life.
Hello, this is Angela and David with Little Gems. Hi, David, how are you doing?
Hi, Ange, I'm doing really well, thank you. And you?
I'm great. Nice and chilly over in West London, but otherwise doing well. What have you been up to?
Well, it's now very cold here. Well, I say here because when this is going out, this is going to be me in Canada. But I'm not speaking from Canada at the moment. I'm still speaking from West Sussex. And it's very cold here as well.
Looking beautiful, though. Lovely and pretty and scenic.
It is. I mean, being at the barn this morning, it had snowed all over the hills just west of Brighton, where the studio is. And it was absolutely beautiful. It looked like one of those kind of Edwardian Christmas cards.
Oh, gorgeous. So apart from getting ready for your move and getting ready for some sort of Christmas in transit, what's happening jewellery-wise?
So I have just sent out the last orders that are guaranteed, in theory, for pre-Christmas delivery. One of them is definitely guaranteed because I delivered three pieces to a client this morning myself. So they have them, no worries about the postal strikes. And then another piece went off to Sweden, which is lovely. In theory, it's going to get there before Christmas, but the post office couldn't give me a guaranteed time as to how long it would take. So fingers crossed. But I'm still taking orders at this point. I think the final cutoff date is this Saturday that I'm called the last posting, but it's no longer guaranteed for Christmas. So we'll see. I was in the barn this morning. I went in and my thermometer showed 1.8 degree. So it was a bit chilly in there.
I had a similar outing myself to the she cave. I had all intentions of going out and just doing a bit of tinkering. And I've got different vessels in there for quenching with water in, and all of them were frozen. So I rapidly left that. My plan was to put my electric timer on, which kicks the heating in every few hours, but I didn't even manage to do that. The cold was too intense. My brain was frozen. So I'm going to have to go out and do that tomorrow because I want to do a little bit of playing around with some things in there.
Oh, my God. Yes, wrap up warm. You think about 16 layers, I think.
Yes. So are you still making at the moment?
Well, I had intended to do some making today. What are they called? Peacock coloured apatite gems turned up today, beaded gems that I was going to add to the pendant part of a necklace I'd made last month, but it was just too cold. And by the time I'd wrapped up and boxed the stuff that needed delivering, I thought, you know what? I can't get this assayed. I can't get it hallmarked. Yeah. It can't get out to people before Christmas. So it'll just be something that gets put on the website in April instead.
Yeah. Well, there'll be lots of anticipation, I'm sure, built up on, you know, seeing these pieces. You've been speaking about them for a while now. And if we've got to wait till April, they'll be flying out as soon as you put them on the website, I'm sure.
Well, I certainly hope so. Talking about things flying out, I've been really lucky in that this week gone, I met one of my new clients. She discovered me through all the glitters, and she and her husband came down to pick up the second of her rings that she had commissioned. She brought back the first one because it was slightly too large, and so I resized that for her. She picked up the second one, which fitted perfectly. And while she was there, she'd seen one of the other ones online, on Instagram, in fact, that she liked. So she tried that one on, and it never left her finger. So I was quite pleased by that.
That's really nice. I think that's the thing with finding what I call finding your tribe. You know, if people like one thing you make, chances are they might like something else, especially if, you know, particularly with your work where you have lovely collections, where there's continuity between designs. Great.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, she was lovely. I mean, she's also wants to work with me to create a piece of jewellery that is in line with the work that she does. She is a kind of spiritual teacher. I should say who she is. Her name is Lisa Lister, and she's at Sassy Lisa Lister on Instagram. But she's written 5 books. And what she likes to do is once she's got a new book agreed with the publisher and she gets some money in, she likes to spend money on herself from other creatives. So she looks to find people who are making things that bring her joy and spend money with them. And she's ended up spending money with me, which is really lovely.
Oh, I really love that ethos. I must admit, with my whole sustainability thing, I do a similar thing in that I will try and buy things from other creators, whether it's a bespoke garment that I've had made, or, you know, a piece that's been made for me, or a one-off. I really think that's lovely, putting that back into the small business community.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, she's turning into a fantastic advocate for me, in that she put on her Instagram stories that she'd been to see me, and I obviously put on Vine that she'd been as well. And on the back of that, I know I've had these 2 orders over the weekend simply because of the people who saw her posts and then, you know, came through to see what I was making. So I can't thank her enough for that. So it's really interesting to think about in the next few months. She and I are going to be talking ideas around jewellery that is going to be allied with the new book that she's creating.
Oh, wonderful. What a lovely collaboration.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Love that idea.
So I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be something for me to obviously work on while I'm in Canada as well.
So how's the moving and the packing going? Talking of your impending flight from the country.
Well, the major packing is all done, and most of our belongings are now in storage. We then had to sort out Krish's mum's house, and what we wanted from there is now in storage. And that's ready for renting. We got the last few pieces that we've had with us for the last month since moving out of the cottage, now in storage. And it's kind of now down to packing on Tuesday night and flying out on Wednesday. So that's the 14th of December. We're whizzing across to LA.
Oh, my God. Wow. So this is the last I'm going to see you.
Well, you'll see me soon.
A little virtual hug at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. And will the weather in LA be completely different? Go on, make me sweat now.
Well, sadly, no. I mean, normally you can rely on LA being mid-20s at this time of year, sunny. But at the moment, it's raining and 13 degrees.
It's still not -3, David, so I don't feel too sorry for you.
No, it's -3. It's not -3, that's true. But we are heading that way, remember. The new year, we will be up in Canada, and it's already -3 where we're going, so it'll certainly be colder when we get there.
Well, this is just breaking you in gently.
Yes.
Well, brilliant. Well, you seem very calm for someone that's got such a massive move and stuff going on. Is this your normal way of operating in terms of, you know, the way you work and life generally?
I suppose so. I tend to just try not to let all the hassle kind of drive the energy that I have for the day, so that I can actually get on and do things and be constructive and not just be bogged down by all the stupid little things that don't go the way they should do. I mean, there are other things that we're trying to do at this moment as well with the flat in Hove. And what should have been simple there isn't, of course. And so trying to do things remotely is not going to be the easiest thing when we're 8 hours behind. But that's the way these cookies crumble, unfortunately. And we're so determined that now is the time that we should be investigating Canada, especially at this time of year, because it's the time of year that we don't normally visit the country, that we thought, well, if we don't do it now and spend time there, we were not really going to know whether we want to live there or not. So whatever's happening over here, let it play its way out, whether it's concluded before we go or not. It's not the end of the world. that, you know, it's the other side of the world, but it's still, you know, we're still able to be in contact. So everything will work itself out at its own pace. Sadly, not the pace I want it to.
But these things never are. And, you know, good things always take time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. I mean, it's been nice in that there have been certain clients whose commission works I've started working on just recently, and they know already that it's not going to be finished before I go, that it's going to be when I get back. I've got two lovely clients around the corner in Chichester who we've got to the stage where the waxes have been made for their rings and the gems have been selected, etc. But the waxes aren't going to be made into the silver and the gold pieces that they're going to be until I get back. And a third customer who came and saw me when I was in the gallery in Shoreham, and the same thing, we said, Leon, I'd love to do this, but it's not going to be till April that I can really get onto it. And they've all been said, not a problem, you know, it's just nice that we can do this, and we're happy to wait until we actually get it. And that is such a wonderful experience compared to, you know, normal life where you need it tomorrow, thanks to Amazon.
And I think that's one of the wonderful things about not only being our own bosses and being completely one man, one woman bands, is people appreciate the fact that, you know, it's just us making, and take that into consideration most times anyway, apart from those at Christmas that want things now. But yeah, on the whole, you know, I think people are prepared to wait for your beautiful pieces, which I can totally understand.
Well, and likewise with yours. So what have you been working on? I know you've been busy with all sorts of work going out.
Yeah, I've been, as I think we chatted a bit before we came on live, and I've been winding down, which has been great. Last week was all about finishing our final commission, which was in my second to last post on Insta, not necessarily unusual, but quite a labour-intensive silver cuff that I had to design and make for a client, a lovely lady who I'd met over the summer at Open Studios. And she initially came to me clutching a photograph of a Tiffany cuff. And I quite quickly said to her, I don't do copies. You know, you need to go to Tiffany. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once she got over the shock of that, I said, well, let's sit down and talk about what you really want and what design you want. And off the back of that, I came up with a hammered silver cuff, which, although the design looks relatively simple, as I said, there was an awful lot of hammering went into it. And the commission was made doubly intensive by the fact that I managed to become poorly in the middle of it.
Oh, God.
To finish, you know, making it on schedule. And then her son, 2 days after she commissioned it, decided to commission a matching one for her as a surprise. So I was working on creating two identical hammered cuffs. But yeah, it all worked out. She's heading off to Portugal this week and wanted them before she went away. And it was lovely. I delivered them to her in person last week, and she actually explained the reason why she wanted the cuff. She'd basically finished her last radiotherapy treatment for cancer, and it was a reward to herself, but also a form of kind of empowerment. And she felt that every time she looked at this thing on her wrist, she'd feel strong and be able to cope with any other treatment she might need, or just life generally.
How fantastic. That's really lovely.
It was really lovely and actually quite moving. And also the fact that she's getting the second one for her birthday, which is in January, had to deliver that to her son. So she has no idea that she's getting the second one. So that will be
fantastic.
Nice. Yeah. It's really nice to be part of those little stories. And I'm sure you have similar experiences yourself. But yeah, that was a big one, trying to get that out, get it assayed, because as I'm sure you know, they've been having their own holdups over the past weeks, months. So managed to get that one done in an hour's turnaround at the assay office and handed that over to the customer. So that was brilliant. So that's me pretty much done with my sort of what I call Christmas commissions.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of new ones that have come in. We're going to be designing a christening bracelet for a newborn. So doing lots of tiny sketches at the moment. No, David, my designs aren't necessarily tiny. I have designed a couple of baby bracelets before, so I'm not too stressed about it. And it's actually, I actually quite like doing things like that, because you've got to consider different factors. Like, obviously, it's going to be worn by a child. When will it be worn? Because it's obviously not going to be worn when they're still newborn. So you've got to factor in growing room. But yeah, that will be a nice one to continue designing over the Christmas period. And then I've also got another commission from a returning customer. Well, her friends gifted her some vouchers, e-vouchers from my shop for her birthday, 50th birthday. And she's a lovely lady who's an architect, and she loves quite striking jewellery. And she wants me to design something quite architectural, quite dynamic. So we're going to be meeting up at some point. So I'm super excited, because I've been working with some new, very angular pieces, shall we say. And I sort of sketches to her, and she was very excited. So yeah, I'm looking forward to spending some time working on that as well.
Brilliant. You're going to be a busy bee, aren't you?
Yes, hopefully, but not too busy. I intend to stay in bed with the electric blanket on and eat lots of chocolate as well.
Is that Christmas period, is it? It starts on Christmas Eve and finishes it on Boxing Day. You're in bed for kind of like a day and a half.
David, it started yesterday, to be honest. My courses at Morley have finished as of last Friday. So I'm a bit demob happy at the moment. I don't really have anything pressing to work on. So I've been doing lots of prepping Christmas gifts as well. I'm trying to go very handmade this Christmas. So I've been knitting a few pieces, but I don't know if you noticed as well on my stories, I've also been working in copper. So
I did.
Made some copper pieces.
Yeah, they looked superb. They really did. It was really interesting to see you doing those, because we talked about that some time ago when you came down to the barn. So I thought, oh, okay, she's got round to it, because you do it with silver all the time. And I thought, yeah, let's see where this goes. Yeah. And they were gorgeous.
It's interesting, because when I design, I don't do an awful lot of drawing and sketching. I will generally have a thought in my head, grab a piece of copper and make a sample or a template in copper first of all, but I never do much more with copper than that. So I've got quite a nice old printing press tray with all of my little samples on, and they're all in copper, but I've not made anything in copper as such. So this has been really lovely, especially as they're more vessels and potentially functional forms, bowls, containers, and on a larger scale. And I'm hoping that will inspire me into making jewellery pieces, but also continuing making vessels and maybe even silver ones.
Yeah, why not? Why not indeed? Well, people are going to get lovely gifts this Christmas from you then.
Exactly. That's what I thought. All handmade.
Yeah.
Not sure about the balaclavas, but hey, they'll be warm.
They'll be appreciated if it stays like this, that's for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Brilliant. So are you staying in London for Christmas then?
Yes, I am. I will probably be staying at home and possibly replicating last Christmas, where I had my family over and fed them all and then promptly kicked them out after a couple of hours so that I could relax. So yeah.
Sounds perfect.
I'm not a massive Christmas fan. I love the nostalgia aspect of Christmas, you know, Christmas caroling and, you know, things like that. But the sort of mass consumption side of it makes me cringe a little bit. So I try and keep things as low key as possible. And for me, it's just about spending time with family and friends. So I generally try and, you know, meet up with friends either before or during the Christmas period for little catch ups. But yeah, it's going to be quite low key.
Okay, so are you going out caroling?
I don't think my neighbours deserve that, Dave. They get enough of me wailing along to Magic FM in the She Cave, you know, inflicting my version of Mariah Carey on them on their doorsteps. I think that's pretty much. Something's reminding me that you're a singer, aren't you? Or you're in a choir. Or have I imagined that? Or you were?
I was in a choir, you're absolutely right. So Chris and I, along with five other friends, founded Resound Male Voices back in 2011. Chris stayed in the choir for about 8 years, and I left at the beginning of this year. So I left in January because it was just getting a bit impractical to get from Chichester to Hove when we were kind of rehearsing in the evenings, finishing at 10. Couldn't go for a social because, you know, I don't like sitting in the pub with an orange juice. It's not my idea of fun. Yeah. But I've got to drive home. So after, I think, well, I've done it for 10 years and I've really enjoyed doing it. And we have a new, or they at that point had a new musical director. So there was new direction coming in. And I thought, it's time I left it to other people now. And so actually, this year, we went back just this weekend gone to hear their Christmas concert.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. So you've got hankerings to sort of go back. That's just been there, done that.
I mean, I started singing in choirs. When did I start singing in choirs? In the year 2000. So I did it for 20 years. And I enjoyed the three different choirs that I sang with. And founding and creating Resound was a really interesting thing to do, because we came with the determination that Resound wasn't going to be just another kind of gay men's choir. It was about learning to sing better, and it was learning to sing different things. So we ended up singing in 14 different languages.
Oh, wow.
And this concert just gone, they added another one to it, which was Estonian, that they sang in, which is a really lovely song as well.
Wow. So they were just learning songs in those different languages, obviously not necessarily being able to speak in them, just learning.
Yeah. I mean, there was one language that was complete gibberish. I've forgotten what that song was. And we sang in Mi'kmaq, which is one of the languages that are spoken by the people who live up in the north of Canada.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, one of the first nations out there. So that was another one that we did. I mean, we did French and German and Italian and kind of all the ones you'd expect. But it gave us a much bigger repertoire by singing in these different languages as well. And it was great. One of the ones we did, we sung in Sanskrit.
Oh, wow.
Which was a piece called Ram Kali, it was bonkers. I mean, absolutely bonkers. It took us most of a year to learn it. But it was so worth it. And I really enjoyed it. And who knows, you know, if we settle in Canada, as we hope, we might end up joining a choir out there as well.
That's one of the other things that I like about you. There are lots of them. But like me, you're into different things. So not only as a maker, because obviously you've got your jewellery and you have a certain style of jewellery making, but you also have your stained glass, and then you also have your mentoring, and you know, you've done your singing. So you know, you've got lots of strings to your bow. And do you find those come together and overlap, or does one feed the other in terms of creativity?
Interesting question. I think probably the singing sat aside from the others, but the mentoring and the jewellery and the stained glass definitely have a connection. I mean, the stained glass led me to jewellery. I think if I hadn't been already doing something creative, I may never have got round to creating jewellery. The mentoring really came out of having been to uni and doing my BA in 3D design and craft, in that once I'd finished that, they automatically, or the mentoring organization that's based at the University of Brighton, automatically ask anybody who's done a degree whether they would like to mentor other students. And I thought, what a great idea. And so that was brilliant, in that, and obviously I'd been doing stained glass for quite some time at that point. And I have been mentoring now students there since, 2015, so 7 years. And weirdly, just this year, one of my current mentees from the university asked me if I would mentor anyone else, if I did it commercially. And I thought, that's a good idea. Why hadn't I thought of this? Another income stream.
Exactly.
So I now have a paying mentee. And there's another lady who contacted me who is doing a degree at Central St. Martin's. And so I'm going to be starting mentoring her in January as well. So if anybody else wants mentoring, it'll obviously at the moment, it'll be remote, unless you're going to be based in remote Canada. But I really enjoy that. And I think having not just worked in a creative industry, but had all the other businesses that I've kind of run or owned over the years, gives me a perspective that not all artists have. Because like you, you're an artist, but you know, that's not primarily, you know, where you came from. You have all sorts of other skills that you can bring to being an artist. And so often artists, pure artists who've never done anything else, don't. And so they don't see the opportunities that are staring them in the face the way that we do.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I must admit, it's something I'm still learning. But yes, I think trying to expand the reach of our potential and actually seeing the potential in what we do. You know, both you and I, we also teach workshops, and I must admit that was a massive leap of faith for me. But a friend said, well, you make jewellery, you're good at teaching, bring the two together.
And absolutely.
You know, you're sharing your skill and it's another income stream. So it's about thinking laterally sometimes, and often we don't see it ourselves. As you said, someone will approach you and say, well, you know, do you fancy doing this? And it's about feeling kind of brave enough or capable enough, or that being the right time to sort of pick it up and go with it.
Yeah, very definitely. I think it's always worth trying something out. And it's like when I started doing the jewellery making workshops, I tried them out on some friends. So I got Krish and my friends Emily and Nicola to come and make ring. And so we worked it through. And in the end, we extended the workshop by half an hour because everybody felt that it was just a little rushed. And I now had the bases down, knew that I could give the information that was required in a way that it could be understood, which I kind of felt I would anyway, having done all the stained glass workshops for years. But moving into a different medium, I thought I just need to make sure that I am coming across as competent and confident type of thing. And it worked. And I really enjoy doing that. And that's one of the things I'm going to be doing while I'm over in Canada, in that the Vernon Community Arts Centre, I discovered some months ago when we're going to be based in Vernon for a month. So I reached out to them and said, look, I run these workshops in the UK. This is what I do. I see you run workshops for the community. Would you like me to do some, you know, to volunteer and run some workshops for you? And they said, yes, please.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I should be running stained glass workshops in the snow in the middle of Canada in January.
So will you run any jewellery ones out there, do you think? Or is it more...
Sadly, they don't have the facilities.
Right.
They don't have facilities or the tools for me to do jewellery ones. So I won't be able to do that. But I will be doing the stained glass because they have got what's needed for that. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things I do when we get to Vernon in early January is I go and see them, meet their technician who's about to go off for a month, and get the lowdown on what they do and don't do and how they do and how they don't do it there.
Brilliant. So do they have someone currently doing stained glass, or will you be, you know, bringing them a new skill, so to speak?
From what I gather, they have had people do it in the past, but they haven't got anybody at the moment, which is why I think they've kind of leapt at the idea.
Well, they're not going to have anyone as fabulous as you, though, are they? So that's good.
Oh, you sweetie.
Well, it's true. It's true. The David J. Lilly twist to it. So no, that's
indeed,
brilliant.
That'll be sure. Yeah, I'll sing them all to death while I'm teaching them.
In Sanskrit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yes, confuse them completely. Yes, my Micmac's a bit rusty, unfortunately, so it'll have to be Sanskrit, yeah. So anyway, we are running out of time because we've been happily yakking as usual.
Yeah.
And we haven't done our Instagram people who we think other people should follow. Do you have someone, or shall I start it off?
You can start and I'll pick up, but I definitely have someone.
Well, you go for it then. Go on. Who are we going to...
Well, mine is, I just need to verify the name. Well, I know who it is. She's a jewellery journalist and writer, and her name is Mazzie Odu. And I thought of you immediately this week. She's written a beautiful article for Town and Country magazine, and we can share the link on brooch.
Oh, fab.
And as one of the only male jewelers I know that makes fabulous brooches, I thought of you immediately. And it's all about the history of brooches as a trend and how the brooch is an underrated piece of jewelry. And both you and I love them.
Yeah.
So yes, I thought that would be a great one to follow. And she does some really interesting work around jewelry. Her Instagram is at Mazzie Odu, so MAZZIODU.
I should look her up as we're talking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. Yes, there's one there.
Yep.
Sorry, I got a cough. Yep, that is exactly why I can see it's very akin to my Disco Dalek.
Definitely. So I thought you'd appreciate not only the article, but, you know, also Mazzie's writing and her work generally.
Yeah, fab. I shall check this feed out a bit more. Oh, she's got some lovely things on here, isn't she, that she's found by all sorts of different people.
Exactly.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, yes. I recognize some of the pieces she's picked out from other people here. But yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yes. Mazzy Odu, founder of @magnus.oculus. And she's written for Vogue, Vanity Fair, Wallpaper, British Vogue, Tatler. She writes all the big names, doesn't she?
Yeah, exactly. So definitely one to follow.
Yes. I will click follow now to make sure I've got her on there. Wonderful. So my one, I was going to go with a jewellery designer, but seeing as I was talking about Lisa earlier, I think I should promote her. So she's Lisa Lister, and so it's @sassylisalister. And she is a writer. She writes particularly for women, and it's all about the goddess inside, really. And she is such a lovely woman. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed meeting her and her husband, Rich, this week gone. She's got a new book out called Self Sorcery, and it's Sourcery, which is with Hay House. You can follow her on Instagram at Sassy Lisa Lister. Where's she based? She's based not far from me, Fareham. Yeah, which is why she came and she so happily came to the studio. Wonderful lady. And she's got some really interesting things to say. She's written 5 books of her own. She has also co-written, edited, and et cetera, all sorts, about 30 other books, she said, as well. And she's got a set of oracle cards. She had me pick an oracle card while she was there, and I got Untamed. And I thought, yeah, you got me right on that one.
Did Krish know this, though?
Well, I think he'd have said Untamable was more like it rather than Untamed. So I'm going to go with Lisa. So we'll put her in the show notes as well. And I will go back to a jewellery person next time. So I suppose, you know, it's pre-Christmas still for us because we're recording this on the 12th. Mm-hmm. Christmas hasn't happened yet, but people aren't listening to this until the 29th, isn't it? I think this goes out. So it's, I think, you know, I hope everybody's had a happy Christmas. And I suppose we should wish people Happy New Year, if they're bothering to listen to us before New Year, that is.
Most definitely. Happy New Year for everyone that's listening to the show. And also hope you've all had a great Christmas. And we look forward to catching up with you in 2023.
We do indeed. So I will be catching up with you, i.e. Ange, and you, the listeners, from Canada until April when I get back. So I'll give you some lowdown on what's going on over there, snowy jewellery and other things. And so I'll say bye-bye, everybody, and bye, Ange. Lovely to see you again.
Bye, David. Have a wonderful Christmas, you and Krish. Have a fantastic time in LA. I'm not jealous at all. And have a wonderful New Year.
Thank you. And you, darling. Take care. Lots of love.
Take care. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode and come back to us in another couple of weeks for the next one. In the meantime, also thanks to Alfie Amadeus for the amazing track of Topi, which is our theme music. See you soon. Bye-bye.